Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, good evening, brothers and sisters. Welcome one, welcome all. Amen. I'll go ahead and open the line for Elder Richardson, and there's one more individual joining us. Sister Remy.
I think that's it. Sister Remy, is Sister Boy on? Sister Nelda on yet?
Hi.
Hi, Sister Remy.
No, just Rema. Sorry, Sister Rema. Just three so far.
Okay, let me call the rest because I told them we're coming on exactly.
How are you, Sister Rema?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Amen. I don't know if I met you in person.
Who's calling?
This is Sister Carla. Were you at the youth conference?
The youth conference? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, the youth convocation.
Yeah, I was there.
Oh, you were there? Okay. And you stayed with Sister Kim?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Thank
you. Okay.
Yes.
We have.
Sister Nella is on now.
Okay.
Sister Leela is on.
Sister Boyd.
Hi, Sister Nella.
Yeah,
Sister Boyd.
Hey.
Amen.
Yeah, I'm here.
Sister Leela is on?
You want to say something about this?
Yeah, I just called Sister Leola. Hold on.
Okay. You're hearing me, Sister Carla?
Yeah,
yes,
we're
ma'am.
Hearing you.
So we're waiting for Sister Leola. Hi, Sister Nelda.
Hey, how are you, Carla?
Doing well. God is so good. My house, brothers and sisters, my house went up on the market yesterday, and I came. Someone came by. The realtor. Another realtor came by to do a video for his client. So I'm like, I was like, Lord, really that quick? Because I've been praying. You
praise
know, even from
Lord.
Last year, like, Lord, as soon as it goes up, Father, please help me to sell it and. He'll make
yeah,
a way for my
right.
next destination.
Yes. I've been praying yes. for you.
Thank you. Yes, I know. Thanks and praying.
Okay.
Thank you. Sister Leola, let me open.
Sister Leola
yes,
was dialing in the wrong number. All right.
I'm sorry.
Yes, I was dialing the other line.
The comment.
Okay. All right, so let's do this business in the formatted way. We'll open in prayer, and we'll ask Sister Rema to pray for us, please. Sister Rema.
Okay. God, Heavenly Father, Lord, I just want to thank you for this day, God. I'm asking that you would seriously consecrate our minds, our hearts, our spirits, our motives, everything, Lord. I thank you for how much you have done so far, Lord, and I'm asking you to continue, Lord. Without you, we are nothing, we are lost, and we're burning. We will be burning, Lord. So help us, God. You know each one of us, open up our minds, our hearts, and to try to understand and work together to understand what is happening and also to understand this book. In Jesus' name, I pray and thank you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right.
Amen.
So, folks, as you all know that I wanted someone to assist and to help in the reading of the Great Controversy on Mondays. It's a challenge, and I thank God I haven't, God have given me the everything what it takes that I did not miss a Monday. And I know we had a committee meeting last couple of weeks, and we decided to get some more folks on board. However, I had three brethren who I told before concerning it, and I told them I would present it to the committee and then I will get back with them. And I told them to give me a time that it will be available for them. However, two of them, which is Brian and Brother Elder Singh from all up in Massachusetts here, they have been too busy. If I say busy, they haven't even been coming on the Great Controversy study line. So I cannot, do this, to the committee. So I asked Brother Wilson also, which I spoke to Sister Boy, and she told me, Brother Wilson is also, he said, because of the situation with the thing, he have to stay on longer on his job. So to get a time frame is not convenient now for him, he said, at a time that when we would like to have a meeting set up for him. But I told him, let me know as soon as possible when he have. I think he's considering Sunday before the prayer line. And he's going to give me a time Sunday. If it's this Sunday, I will let you all know, definite. And it will be no more than half an hour. This thing will be no more than half an hour because, it's just, we're testing and the folks. And all right. So for now, Sister Rema, as you know, she's with Sister Kim Youth Ministry prayer line. And I've met her personally and heard she reading. And we heard her on the, for those who ever came on the youth line, she reads from the blueprint, and she's very articulate in her reading and her pronunciation. So this is Sister Rema, and she lives up upstate New York, right, Sister Rema?
Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Thought I was that close. Okay. So I spoke with Sister Rema because I sense the need of somebody that we need somebody as a backup just in case. So Sister Rema is in training as I speak. She's in training, and this is the first training session for her. And what I mean by that, I mean that she would be reading, and I will be still there with her doing the major, as I do with the Great Controversy study. When she reads, I will give her indication that I'll give her a little thought on it, and we'll go again. So that's how they do it on the youth blueprint reading, where they stop and they pause and they give a little comment and so on, which similar to the Great Controversy study. So she's aware of that, and until she has been trained in this setting and she comes on the Great Controversy study line, and she understands how it's done, so I'm taking a step-by-step training where she will actually be reading, and I'll be, giving an indication to pause, and I'll explain. And as she gets into that, she will understand in full depth, hopefully in detail, that this is, the kind of way that we will be doing it, true and true. So it wouldn't be any kind of in case something happened, God forbid, that she had to do it, then she will already be trained and understand and know how to do it. So are we all clear, brethren? If there's any question or anything before Sister Rema do a two-page reading, and we all will be listening as she reads, as the case might be. If maybe what we, as she's reading, if she needs to raise her voice a little louder, if you're not hearing her too clear, if the words are not being pronounced, in a way that, if it's as the case might be, then we can encourage her and let her know what is what. So we are not here to in any way to do anything to make her feel uncomfortable, but we are just doing it to, it's a training process, and we just would like to walk her through in a way that she will have a full understanding and direction in doing it. So any suggestion, let me see what time it is, because Sister Kim has a 6 o'clock thing going on right now on the youth, and I don't want to. So we should be done here by 6:30. That two page will take about 10 minutes. So for now, 5 minutes. Do we have any comment or any suggestion we'd like to, ask Sister Rema, and if Sister Rema would like to ask anything concerning
this.
Go ahead. 5 minutes. We have 5 minutes to wrap up. Yes, to make it short.
Brother Richardson.
Yes, go
ahead. This is about today, Thursday. Is it right? Today, Thursday?
Yes.
Okay, because I just wanted to make sure the prayer line, because I told Sister Fowler I was going to help her. So you're going to be
No, we are done by 6:30, so it will not infringe on 7 o'clock Advent Light prayer.
Okay.
No,
all
it's
right.
Half an hour.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can go ahead.
Half an hour. By 6:30, we are done. So she's just reading two pages as a practice.
Okay.
So we can listen into her.
Yeah,
so,
I understand all that, but I was just heard you say it about Sister Kim. It's going on at 5:30. I mean, it's 6:30. That Sister Kim gonna be, I didn't remember. Okay, I got it.
That was a prayer. Yeah, that was a prayer and fasting 3 days that they are going to until tomorrow. So
okay.
I'm saying So I don't know if Rema would.
Other than that, no, I don't have. I heard everything you said and I'm in agreement. And we just keep it all in prayer, and that she will be blessed. She's gonna be able to do it.
Amen. Yes. She's a blessed, yes. Any more suggestions, questions for Sister Rema? Or Sister Rema, you have anything that you wasn't so clear on what we'll be doing?
Everything is clear. Thank you so much for this opportunity. And my only suggestion is that someone, because we might be running out of time, but in the future, someone just sings to set the atmosphere, because music, proper music, you know, write music. It set the atmosphere, and it's just a nice entrance.
Yes. Mm-hmm. In the Great Controversy, singing, right? When we have singers.
Yeah.
Is that you talking? Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you. Anyone else? As Sister Rema is getting ready to do a two-page reading.
Yeah. Page or what chapter? Or are we just listening?
Oh,
we follow along.
She'll be doing chapter 12. That's the chapter we'll be starting on this coming Monday. Yes, chapter 12. So if you can get that, now.
Oh, actually, Brother John, Brother Richardson, I was actually talking about in the testimonies. It talks about the correct type of singing and how we shouldn't sing in opera, but how we should sing in a way where the angels would enjoy it. So from a very little girl, I've always learned that music, it sets the atmosphere. So anytime I'm doing something, preparing for God, I just love it when someone sings for future references.
Praise God, yes. All right. Okay, thank you. I'll tell you, Sister Rema is a sister of principle. She's young. Sister Rema, how old are you, if you don't mind us asking?
I'm 23.
How much?
23. Yeah.
23, yes. Praise God. And we got to encourage the youth. All right, so 6:15. So by 6:25, 10 minutes should cover two pages. All right, so Sister Carla, everybody's ready. They have the chapter 12, the French Reformation.
I believe they can hear.
Okay. All right. So two pages, Sister Rema. That will take us, I would say, about everybody may have a different thing, but we can. Two pages will take us. I have the hardback cover, so I'm not sure what Sister Rema, what great controversy you have, the softback, paperback, or the hardback?
I was using the I do have
the
paperback.
App.
Yeah, but I was using the app, but
so use the app, and I'll give you an indication where it's two pages as we go. All right.
But she could probably stop at the paragraph that starts with, but their hopes are not to be realized. She could stop at that paragraph.
But their hopes, let me see. But their hopes,
are not to be realized. When she finished that chapter, then that's 2 pages in this particular book.
All right. Their hopes. All right. So, Sister Rema, when you come around that phrase, you'll see it as you go, and we'll give you an indication. So, Sister Boy, you take that you take that note.
No, but
as
Sister
Rema,
she could just find it now in the book. But their hopes were not realized. It starts that chapter, and when she finishes that paragraph, then it ends with the word Holy Scriptures.
Yeah, she's reading. Okay. She's reading from the app, so she can't get it. What I'm saying, you give her indication, Sister Boy, that as she's finishing reaching that point where you. All right. So go ahead.
Okay. All right, so the Great Controversy, 1911, Chapter 12, the French Reformation. The protest of Spires and the Convention at Augsburg, which marked the triumph of the Reformation in Germany, were followed by years of conflict and darkness, weakened by divisions among its supporters and assailed by powerful foes. Protestantism seemed destined to be utterly destroyed. Thousands sealed their testimony with their blood. Civil war broke out. The Protestant.
Hold on, Sister Rema. Just one. Because I think rather than read so quickly, kind of pause by the commas. Pause by the commas, and by the full stop. Don't jump it over, because people's brains tend to want to soak in something, and if you jump too quick, then it's going to cause the, especially those who doesn't have long concentration. So do your pausing, and I think you're good to go. It's just your pausing at the comma and the stops. Go ahead, start over.
Yeah.
The protest.
Okay. The protest of the Spires and the Confession at Augsburg, which marked the triumph of the Reformation in Germany, were followed by years of conflict and darkness, weakened by divisions among its supporters, and assailed by powerful foes. Protestantism seemed destined to be utterly destroyed. Thousands sealed their testimony with their blood. Civil war broke out. Cause was betrayed by one of its leading adherents. The noblest of the reformed princes fell into the hands of the empire and were dragged as captives from town to town. But in the moment of his apparent triumph, the empire was smitten with defeat. He saw the prey wrested from his grasp, and he was forced at last to grant toleration to the doctrines which it had been the ambition of his life to destroy. He had staked his kingdom, his treasures, and life itself upon the crushing out of the heresy. Now he saw his armies wasted by battle, his treasuries drained, his many kingdoms threatened by revolt, while everywhere the faith which he had vainly endeavored to suppress was exceeding. Charles V had been battling against omnipotent power, said, "Let there be light," but the emperor had sought to keep the darkness unbroken. His purpose had failed. And in premature old age, worn out with the long struggle, he abdicated the throne and buried himself in a cloister. In Switzerland, as in Germany, there came dark days for the Reformation. While many cantons accepted the Reformed faith, others clung with blind persistence to the creed of Rome. the persecution of those who desired to receive the truth finally gave rise to civil war. Zwingli and many who had united with him in reform fell on the bloody field of Kapo. Excuse me. Olympias, overcame by these terrible disasters, soon after died. Rome was triumphant, and in many places seemed about to recover all that she had lost. But he whose counsels are from everlasting had not forsaken his cause or his people. His hand would bring deliverance for them. In other lands, he had raised up laborers to carry forward the reform. In France, before the name of Luther had been heard as a reformer, the day had already begun to break. One of the first to catch the light was the age Lefebvre, a man of extensive learning, a professor in the University of Paris, and a sincere and zealous papist. In his researches into ancient literature, his attention was directed to the Bible, and he introduced its study among his students. Lefebvre was an enthusiastic adorer of the saint, and he had undertaken to prepare a history of the saints and martyrs as given in the legends of the church. This was a work which involved great labor, but he had already made considerable progress in it when, thinking that he might obtain useful assistance from the Bible, he began its study with the object. Here, indeed, he found saints brought to view, but not such as figured in the Roman calendar. A flood of divine light upon his mind, in amazement and disgust, he turned away from his self-appointed task and devoted himself to the Word of God. The precious truth which he there discovered, he soon began to teach. In 1512, before either Luther or Zwingli had begun the work of reform, Lefebvre wrote, "It is God who gives us by faith that righteousness which by grace alone justifies to eternal life." Dwelling upon the mysteries of redemption, he exclaimed, "Oh, the unspeakable greatness of that exchange! The sinless one is condemned, and he who is guilty goes free. The blessing bears the curse, and the cursed is brought into blessing. The life dies, and the dead live. The glory is whelmed in darkness, and he who knew nothing but confusion of face is clothed with glory." D. Aubin, London, B12, Chapter 2. And while teaching that the glory of salvation belongs solely to God, he also declared that the duty of obedience belongs to man. "If thou art a member of Christ's church," he said, "thou art a member of his body. If thou art of his body, then thou art full of divine nature." Oh, if men could but enter into the understanding of this privilege, how purely, chastely, and holy would they live, and how contemptible when compared glory within them, that glory which the eye of flesh cannot see. Would they deem all the glory of this world? There were some among Lefebvre's students who listened eagerly to his words. and who, long after the teacher's voice should be silenced, were to continue to declare the truth. Such was William Farrell, the son of pious parents and educated to accept with implicit faith and teachings of the church. He might, with the Apostle Paul, have declared concerning himself, "After the most straitest sect of our religion, I live a Pharisee." Acts chapter 26, verse 5. A devoted Romanist, he burned with zeal to destroy all who should dare to oppose the church. "I would gnash my teeth like a furious wolf," he afterwards said, referring to this period of his life. "When I heard anyone speaking against the Pope, he had been untiring in his adoration of the saints, in company with Lefebvre, making the round of the churches of Paris, worshiping at the altars and adorning with the gifts the holy shrines. But these observances could not bring peace of soul. Conviction of sin fastened upon him, which all the acts of penance that he practiced failed to banish. As to a voice from heaven, he listened to the reformer's words, 'Salvation of grace. The innocent one is condemned, and the criminal is acquainted. It is acquitted. Cross of Christ alone that openeth the gates of heaven and shutteth the gates of hell.'" Farrell joyfully accepted the truth. By a conversation like that of Paul, he turned from bondage of tradition to the liberty of the sons of God. Instead of the murderous heart of a ravening wolf, he came back, he says quietly, like a meek and harmless lamb, having his heart entirely withdrawn from the Pope and given to Jesus Christ. The Obine, B12, chapter 3. While Lefebvre continued to spread the light among his students, Farrell, as a jealous in the cause of Christ as he had been in that of the Pope, went forth to declare the truth in public. A dignitary of the church, the Bishop of Meaux, soon after united with them. Other teachers who ranked high for their ability and learning joined in proclaiming the gospel, and it won adherence among all classes. From the homes of artisans and peasants to the palace of the king, the sister of Francis I, then the reigning monarch, accepted the reformed faith. The king himself and the queen mother appeared for a time to regard it with favor, and with high hopes the reformers looked forward to the time when France should be won to the gospel. But their hopes were not to be realized. Trial and persecution awaited the disciples of Christ. This, however, was mercifully veiled from their eyes. A time of peace intervened, that they might gain strength to meet the tempest, and the Reformation made rapid progress. The Bishop of Meaux labored zealously in his own diocese. To instruct both the clergy and the people, ignorant and immoral priests were removed, and, so far as possible, replaced by men of learning and piety. The bishop greatly desired that his people might have access to the word of God for them. I'm sorry, ma'am, what did you say?
I'm sorry, teammate.
I'm sorry, say it again.
I was just checking to see if you're there. You're almost finished. That's a chapter. You end up the Holy Spirit, the Holy Scripture.
The Bishop of Meaux labored zealously in his own diocese to instruct both the clergy and the people, ignorant and immoral priests were removed, and so far as possible, replaced by men of learning and pity. The bishop greatly desired that his people might have access to the word of God for themselves, and this was soon accomplished. Lefebvre undertook the translation of the New Testament, and at the very time when Luther's German Bible was issuing from the press in Wittenberg, the French New Testament was published at Meaux. The bishop spared no labor or expense to circulate parishes, and soon the peasants of Meaux were in possession of the Holy Scriptures. As travelers perishing from thirst welcomed
That's his sister. That's it. That's
Holy Scriptures. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. 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 That was wonderful. And everything like that. We I know there's a few pronunciations and words, but definitely whenever you are in the reading, we'll go it over, make sure we got all the words pronounced and everything like that. But otherwise, brethren committee, what do you all think about that? Wow.
Yeah, I think generally it's good. Has a clear voice, and that's good. Good diction. I just wanted to reiterate what you said, that, you know, sometimes you have to go a little slower so you don't miss words. And you don't need to read the part that tells you where each quotation is from on the end of the paragraph. You can skip over those and just go to the actual reading. You don't have to read where it, you know, the quotes from. You know what I'm talking about. At the end of the paragraphs, you don't have to talk about London, Ed, B12, Chapter 2, or anything like that. You just go to the other, unless it's like it's a scripture. You could say the scripture, but like the quotes from other places, you don't have to say that. Of course, some of these words are hard to pronounce, like Lefebvre, and, you know, but it's not a big deal. But
there was I think the word was
Lefebvre.
Oculampius, it's O-E-C-O.
Where is it? Oh, Oikolampadios. Oikolampadios.
I think it's Oculampadius.
It's Oecolampadius. I would say Oecolampadius. But and the name of the gentleman, Lefebvre. That's, I think, the French pronunciation. For the English, well, it's the Lefebvre because it's the name of someone. But, But just looking at it, you say Lefebvre. but my daughter does French, and she sees the word, she says Lefebvre. So, I don't know. That's not a big deal, but it's not. But my biggest thing is just try to read a little slower and look at, not necessarily like slower, just be more intentional at not missing words, like simple words like Z, you know. I know it's a little pressuring to do it, so it's okay. Just kind of, as the times go by, you will do better. I'm just telling you, I would not. Probably I'll do worse. You know, good job.
Amen. And she did she did, you know, while she was reading, I was actually kind of like saying, wow, I'm understanding that she's reading. You know, some people read and they read so quick, so fast, so thing that you don't give the brain a little time to soak it in. She read in that sense very well. She read very well in that sense. And all the thing is the words, the big words that, and I will help her out to those big words and everything like that, as the case might be. But otherwise, just stopping and pausing, and we don't have to, as the boy said, the books, the historical pages and books, we don't necessarily have to say that, because people have the book in front of them, and they will see it there. Yeah, so, but otherwise, you did wonderful, Sister Grandma. Wow, wonderful. You did one. Yes. Anybody else? As we closing in about 2 minutes.
Amen. Yes, I just want to congratulate her, too. She also did well. And just like you said, you know, you'll go over with her or tell her, you know, where she's reading so she can go over it and familiarize herself with the reading and the different, you know, pronunciation of the words or what's coming up, so she can be ready when that time comes, so she won't be surprised or, you know, a little hesitant. So, yeah, that's good. You just have to, which I know she'll do, make sure there's no distraction or background noise and, you know, different things like that. But, yeah, praise the Lord.
Yes. And you have to understand, it's a first trial, and then, you know, people can do things normally, but when you know that you're doing and people are listening and kind of sort, it kind of like make you sort of a little bit nervous, I would say. So, but for the first this reading, you did so good, Sister Rama. You did wonderfully. So, Sister Rama, what do you think? I hope our encouraging and our comments did not make you feel in any way. Go ahead, Sister Rama.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, so I'm saying you didn't mind our walking you through and trying to encourage you and to enable you with certain things? You felt comfortable with that?
Oh, no, not
that?
At all. No, it was fine.
Amen. Wow. I'm telling you, this has been a wonderful reality that we could do this by the grace of God. So, hopefully.
Well, it's good, brother, to have the young people involved in these things.
Oh, yeah.
And
and
the thing is, you know, it takes practice for anybody to do well at anything. And the Holy Spirit will guide and lead, so. You just want to do God's will. You do what you have to do, and the Spirit will help you along the way.
Sister Rama, this is Sister Leola. I just want to welcome you
to
Advent Light. This is Sister Leola.
Oh, thank you, Sister Leola.
Yes, I just want to welcome you, and I was listening, and everybody give you all the little suggestions. So I just praise God that we all just work together, love one another, and do God's will. And that's it. God bless you.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
So we have a vote, brethren. We have a vote for Sister Rama, and I would like to take the first vote, if you all don't mind. I vote. Should I take the first vote, or should I give everybody a first opportunity to make the first vote?
You can do that. I just wanted to say before you vote that I thought she did a very good job. It made me feel like I was there. So it really does help with it being read like that.
Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Sister Rama. And I want to vote that we allow, give Sister Rama the permission for her to be in training as she's working on the Great Controversy study line, that she be part of the Great Controversy Monday night study. So I want to vote that be possible to the committee. Anyone? Can I also vote? And
I say hi.
Hi, Leola.
I know the second. Hi. Hi, Carla.
Amen. Sister Rema, you are officially...
Yeah, I can't hear her, my sister. I'm sorry.
You're officially a part of our studies on Mondays. Everything. You and I will keep in step and we'll set up things, and hopefully all the best for you as you help us out in this situation, in this study. It will be a blessing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Brother Richardson, I just want to add to it. Who knows where God's going to bring this? That young lady going to bring some young people to this prayer line on the Great Controversy. I'm telling you, she's going to be so encouraged what she have read, and she's going to share this. I'm telling you, young people will come.
Yes, yes.
So I think this is a blessing. Amen.
Amen. And Sister Rema sings. She sings, as you all know. She sings. God bless her with the talent and gift. So I can see a blessing there also. Very articulate young lady she is. And we'll be praying for you, Sister Rema, in this setting. All right, without any further ado, because Advent Light Ministry is going on in 15 to 16 minutes or so. So if no one else...
Can you just pray for Sister Rema at this time? Can you just offer a word of prayer for him?
Yeah, I was about to close off, yeah. So let's have two prayers, two short prayers for the well-blessed meeting here, the trial meeting of the reading, and let's pronounce blessing upon our sister. So I open for two volunteer prayers. Go ahead.
Amen. I'll pray.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay. Dear Father, we come to you right now in the name of Jesus. We pray that you will encourage Sister Rama, Lord, and help her to continue to work for you, Lord, because we're in these end times, Lord, and a lot of people need to hear this message of the Great Controversy, Lord. So I pray that you will bless her, comfort her, strengthen her, and encourage her, Lord, that she is working for you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
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 Kind and loving Father, we thank you, Lord, for each and every member on this prayer line this evening, Lord. We thank you for health and strength. We thank you for your word that you have put in our hearts, oh, Father. Help us to remember and trust you, Lord. We thank you very much for Sister Rema, Lord. We thank you for bringing her to us, oh, Lord. We thank you for her inquiring and her wants to read, Lord, to spread the message, to read the word, to gain wisdom and understanding, Lord. Like the Hebrew young man, Father, bless her mightily, bless her family, her pair, Lord. Continue to lead her and guide her so that she will spread the news wherever she go, Lord. Please help her, Father, not to be fearful of whatever might come her way. Help her to trust in you with all her heart and not to lead unto her own understanding, but to acknowledge you, and you shall direct her path. We thank you again for her. We thank you for all that you are doing for your people at this time. You don't want us to be fearful, but you want us to trust in you and get ready so we can all go home and meet you in the skies. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I want to thank everyone for making this happen by the grace of God. Thank you, Sister Nelda. Thank you, Sister Leola. Thank you, Sister Boy. Thank you, Sister Carla. Thank you, Sister Rema. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the name of the
Amen.
Lord. Thank you.
Thank
you. Advent Light Ministry is going on in about 10 minutes, so who would like to join? Welcome. Thank you. God bless.
God bless you all.
Amen.
Thank you. Amen. Bye-bye.
Same love. Mm-hmm.